Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined in studio by Randy Engston. What's up, buddy?
Good day, my friend.
Good day.
Yeah.
Good day. Aha, the trainer brain. The trainer brain is the brain that most trainers that open up a business never seem to give up. What do I mean by that? That means the trainer brain looks at the success of the business coming from being able to train better, better programming, better equipment, better results for the clients. Now, while on paper, that kind of might make sense. Hey, if I get my clients better results with better equipment, we'll just do better as a business. If I have more education around how to train, more certifications, my business will do better because I'm better.
Sure.
That's
it's probably the logic behind it.
That's the logic. Well, the reality is nothing like that. The reality says if you don't know how to market and sell and keep your clients for the long term, then no matter how great of a trainer you are, nobody's going to come in. You're not going to be able to sell anybody anything. And yeah, you might get some referrals here and there, nothing scalable. And, you know, we were working with a gym owner now that bought a gym. It was kind of a big box-ish style gym. And he invested a ton into new equipment, only to realize later on that really didn't move the needle business-wise other than create a huge expense for him. And he's in worse off shape than he was prior. Obviously, he could have not spent the money and been in the same place.
Yeah.
Let's just be honest.
Yep.
And I see this happen a lot of times, especially with novice gym owners that, you know, they weren't even a trainer before, but they were, you know, a gym goer, and they see like, cool, they gravitate towards that new rack or the new barbell, the new dumbbells. They expect their clients to also react when they get something new. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, we got a new glute kickback machine.
Yep.
Thinking that's going to be the answer to their business problems. And it couldn't be further from the truth. And the unfortunate thing is, you know, I said this on stage.
Yeah.
I said, you got to let your trainer brain die when you become a gym owner. And I got a little bit of heat because, hey, Tim, I enjoy training. I love it. I'm great at it. I want to be a great trainer. I want to stay in the business. I love people. All that's great. But you realize when you're doing that, one of two things. One is you're not growing your business because you're not doing, or you have to hire somebody else to take that role on in your business as the CEO. While you're going to stay on the training floor,
yep.
Somebody's got to be the visionary out in front driving the business forward. And that's totally cool too, by the way. If you just want to be a trainer, you absolutely could hire a CEO. You see major corporations do this
sure.
a lot.
Yeah.
Where the founder is really hands-on and they hire a president or a CEO to run the organization.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely a COO. Mm-hmm. But like, let's just, we're small gyms, right? So it's not going to be like, hey, I'm going to have 5 C-level executives. It's going to be the owner and you're the owner and you have coaches doing the work.
Yeah.
It's like one or the other. You can't be a trainer on the training floor 10 hours a day and be the owner.
And run, nobody's driving the ship at that point. Yeah, you're right. And let's kind of lay the foundation. I mean, the progression of most gym owners that we work with started as a trainer, mm-hmm. right? I mean, most of you listening, you probably either you did it yourself or, I mean, you know that it's pretty common, right? You build your client list, you see some success as a trainer. The next natural progression is, oh, let me open up my own gym. Well, then you become a business owner. And you realize, I've never seen a P&L before. I don't know how to market and get somebody into the gym. somebody's always provided my clients for me. I've never done a sales consultation because somebody sold my clients to me. You know, all of the different aspects that come with running a business. And again, to your point, it's not a bad thing if you want to make those choices and be in your business. And that's a hard conversation that I have with clients and people that are interested in our coaching and things like that. The difference is you shouldn't, as a business owner, you shouldn't have to. You shouldn't be handcuffed to the business. You should be able to create a business that is an asset to your portfolio, that is ideally runs independent of you in fulfillment. Ideally, that would be a great, that's a solid business model. The problem is gym owners that have progressed through that, you know, layer of advancement from the trainer into owner, what got them there is not what's going to get them to the next level. And if you don't change the way you think, if you don't change the things you're educating yourself on, you're investing in, the places that you're spending your time and attention learning the new things you need to learn, you're only going to be as successful as you were as that trainer, you know, prior to. I was listening to, I think it was a Dan Martell. I mean, it's a really clear, simple example of the difference of thought around that. He used an example that said, you know, if a business owner opens a restaurant and, you know, they're in operation and the chef quits, the business owner goes and finds another chef and employs them, right? Fills that seat by hiring somebody new. If a chef opens up a restaurant and employs a team, they're owning it, and the chef leaves, the chef owner steps in and starts cooking. And the next thing you know, 5 years from now, they're still the chef in their own business,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
And it's the difference of how you think about that business. I'll never forget one of the first things Mike Michalowicz led our Iron Circle with was, as a business owner, your job is job creation, not fulfillment. That resonated. That was so strong because of the mindset of gym ownership that, you know, that we work with, that we're exposed to all the time. Gym owners think like trainers 99% of the time, and they need to be thinking like a business owner. And at the end of the day, guys, if you create the business that gives you the freedom to not have to be in it, you always have the choice of walking in, training, shaking hands and kissing babies type of thing. That doesn't mean you can't. It just means you don't have to. Mm-hmm. And that there's a level of freedom and clarity and things like that that come in when you don't have to spend your time every single day fulfilling the needs of the business.
Yep.
Steer the ship, right? Focus on what's coming next and employ the people to you know, fulfill the services that you've outlined. That's the goal.
Attention gym owners. Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Join our exclusive Facebook group, ProFit Accelerator, and unlock the potential to scale your gym to $30,000 a month and beyond. In the ProFit Accelerator group, we're going to focus solely on helping gym owners just like you win. We offer regular training sessions and share our best proven strategies to boost your business. Join us now by searching for ProFit Accelerator on Facebook. Be part of a community that's all about success and growth, the ProFit Accelerator, where gym owners thrive. All right, now let's get back to the show.
Yeah, I think probably the most important part of the business that you can focus on as the owner, if you want to get out of the operations, is the delivery, like with the experience that your clients get. So if you just spent your time there and said, okay, when a client comes in, where are my coaches? What time should they be here? Where are they going to meet? What's the warm-up look like? Where are we going to do the warm-up? Where in the flow of the operation does the client come in the door, put their bag down? Is it across the gym? They got to now walk through the gym to get to the warm-up, like, or can we do the warm-up here? Like, that matters. After the warm-up, where are the workouts going to take place? Okay, based on the workouts, do I have enough equipment so people aren't waiting around? Like, that's the thought process. What's the music going to be like? The temperature? Where's the sun at this time of day beaming into the people's eyes that are on the floor doing their stretching? Like, they, all of that, like if you just focused on that, then you're out of the operations and you can definitely make sure that somebody can fulfill on your vision, because that's got to be the vision. The vision is the experience that the clients have. And then, yeah, if somebody quits, you're not the one jumping back in. You hire somebody to backfill it. There's a layer of insurance that micro gym owners need to have in place in order to keep themselves out of the operation. We call it the fitness director.
Mm-hmm.
The director is the one that goes down and backfills instead of the owner. Mm-hmm. Like that's the insurance policy that gym owners need to have in place. Now, the other way is having the young coach coach up into the positions above them as well, so that if the director's out, the coach can step up
yep.
into the sales role versus the coach coming down. So it's like a two-way.
The owner coming back.
Yeah. Again, that's what I've learned over the years is to make sure that there's dual kind of like responsibility overlap, right?
Yeah. I mean, we teach it in an org chart, right? And again, that's something that if we could probably go to, you know, gym after gym after gym and even just ask what that looks like. And most of them wouldn't even have something in place in the business for it. I think gym owners, the goal of running that business is to be hyper-intentional about all of those things, right? You just laid out a way of thinking about all of the aspects of the client experience that it's not the norm. You walk into your gym and you're thinking about the workout. You're thinking of, like, literally, what is the programming
yeah.
for my client, right? And a lot of the client experience for gym ownership kind of dies there. They don't think about the color of the walls and how it impacts the people's decision to be in the business or the music that's played or if they're greeted and they're greeted with by name or all of the little things that truly make up the client experience. Today, customer service in 90% of businesses is gone, right? You walk into most businesses nowadays and it's like self-service. You know what I mean? It's very low touch. You know, you go to like major shops, Walmart, Target, things like Home Depot, all it's like the employees are bothered if you have a question. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We have to be the opposite, right? People should want to be in your business. They should feel appreciated. They should feel that you care. We don't have a cheap service, you know, in these businesses. Does the level of client care and touch and all of that warrant the prices that you're asking of your clients? Right. Or do you just think that the workout is so good, people are going to pay for that every month?
Right. That's the truth. That's the truth. Your workout is the workout, and people can go work out anywhere.
Yeah.
And unless they understand, and this was a challenge that we had recently, unless they understand the logic and the brain power that goes into the programming, they just look at it as a push-up's a push-up. They don't look at it as any other, you know what I mean? It just happens to be convenient to their house. And I like the coach here and, you know, the place is clean. It's convenient.
Somebody holds me accountable to be there. That's about it.
Versus the program, like you might have put your whole life into that programming. If the clients don't understand it, it doesn't matter to them.
Yeah, perceived value.
Happened here. But we actually have a damn chart on the board now. They can understand it, and they're actually reacting to it like in a positive manner. So that matters too. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a lesson we just learned. We thought everybody knew it because they were, you know, we were sending out an email. They're not reading the emails. Even if they open it, they're not reading it. So again, that'd be a great topic for another show. That whole story that we learned there. But you know, at the end of the day, listen, guys, you're not a trainer anymore.
Yeah.
You need to put the big pants on, be a business owner, go all in. That's the key. All in. This is not a hobby. You can't mail it in. You got to take it seriously. Get your systems organized. Do your meetings. Make sure your team's developed. Talk to your clients. Make sure you understand what they want. And then you can drive this as a business and not you as the self-employed trainer guy that kind of pops in and out and trains clients, does sales. Who knows what you do?
Well, and I think a lot of it comes back to what do you want out of the business also, right? You took the risk. We did that episode on risk, right? You signed a personal guarantee. You took out, you probably, you know, took out some loans or got, you know, finances to create this business. What is the dividend that you want it to pay you back? What is the lifestyle that you see and envision for yourself that the business is a tool that provides that opportunity? Are you steering that ship to the point where it's going to provide you that? Or are you showing up every day training clients and just kind of hoping that some point, you know, you can have a line of people outside waiting to create that level of success for you? Because it doesn't happen.
Or somebody's going to buy it off you for millions of dollars.
Doesn't happen, yeah. Right? I mean, even if we talk, let's talk hard numbers, $16,301. Average training revenue for a gym across the U.S., some, you know, international. That is not enough money on a monthly basis for you as a business owner to live a lifestyle that you probably deserve without you having to be training and pulling revenue as an employee of the business from the delivery and all of those things. And even at that, is that enough to warrant the lifestyle that you decided you want for yourself to become? That's the reason that you became a business owner.
Yeah.
If that's not, you probably are better off selling the gym and going back and being a full-time trainer for somebody else. If you're not going to treat your business like a business and drive it as far, the purpose of that business is to turn a profit and grow it as hard as you can. You know, there's a difference when you hit that 30,000 mark, when you get to 50,000 recurring per month, when we have gyms like this that are doing $100,000 in revenue. Could you imagine making almost 10 times the average? That is not the same conversation, guys. Mm-hmm. But do you want that for yourself? Is that what you signed up for when you signed that personal guarantee? Or did you just decide, hey, I want to buy myself a job. I want to show up for the next 30 years doing the same thing that I'm doing now. Or do you want to create an opportunity for a lifestyle that you've never even dreamed of?
Yeah.
And all the time. You work way too damn hard. And it's weird. It's not easy, but it's doable. It's predictable. You put yourself, you follow certain paths, you create the opportunity for yourself, you do the things that we all suggest that we know create that level of opportunity, and you're going to fall somewhere in that result, in those results. It's just like working out in the gym, the level of consistency and putting your time and attention and education and all of the things. You do that with your business, and your business will pay you in a way that you've never thought possible.
Preach. All right, trainers. What are you going to do?
Kill that little trainer brain.
If you guys need help, we've got a coaching program called our Business Accelerator. The link will be in the show notes. Go grab a time, meet with Randy, see what it's all about. Be happy to help you. It's a tough lesson for a lot, and a lot will never even step out of that trainer brain, ever, all the way to the end. We know guys right now that are 48 years into their business, still can't.
I mean,
can't get out.
I just had a conversation. They're one of those gym owners this week. I had a conversation within 24 hours ago that a 30-year gym owner, the profit of the gym per month at a high might be $7,000.
Okay.
Might be. And there's months where it's zero, right? So if that's what you envision for yourself, you're going to be the trainer. But if you want a lifestyle and a business and the success that comes with all of that, and I mean, just the ability to breathe, you have to treat it like a business.
Yep. All right, guys. Hopefully that helps you guys. Onward into the new year. Let's go. That's it for this episode. Until next time, keep changing lives. See you on the next show. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.